from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Some shows talk about one team.
Other shows barely talk sports. This show.
We'll talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks.
Yeah! Every day. This show will talk sports every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily.
With Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
On 1250 AM, The Fan.
The show. If you missed anything from earlier, Charlie Husen, our producer here, he's going to be putting that stuff up on the Wisconsin Sports Daily podcast page at 1250amthefan.com. The Odyssey app will also have it, but like I said, they've been having issues here the last couple of days, and it's not us per se, it's everybody, all the other stations as well. So, for instance, some of you are seeing stuff like on the, if you have iPhones, others of you that have droids like me aren't seeing the updates. I can see it on my computer, others can't, so I don't know. They'll figure it out and so forth, but I can tell you this. Go to 1250amthefan.com, click the Wisconsin Sports Daily podcast page, and you will be able to get all of that. Also, as we do interviews and stuff, Charlie will take interviews out and then put them in the appropriate spot. So let's say, oh man, I missed the interview with Ryan Wood yesterday, or whatever the case may be. You can go to the Best Packers Coverage page on your Odyssey app or at 1250amthefan.com. You'll be able to eventually see Ryan Wood there. Or today, Tim Dillard will join us every Tuesday at 2:40 to talk Brewers baseball, the Valley Sports Wisconsin analyst, thanks to our guys over at Fourth Base Restaurant. If you missed him, you know, that'll be up on the Best Brewers Coverage page, and you can listen to it there as well. So the interviews will be pulled out and put other places on top of being in the actual hour, I guess is what I'm telling you. So there'll be all kinds of different ways to hear what's going on this show. Just trying to figure out ways to make it better and easier for you to access audio and share with your friends and share on social media or whatever the case may be. Like I said before, and I'll say again, I want this to be a community show. I want us all to be in this together. And all kind of pulling the same way, so hopefully we can continue to do that. That doesn't mean that we're going to get along, we're going to agree on every topic, and you're not going to name call me, because that's going to happen, we know that's going to happen. But still, the overall general goal here is to kind of build this back up. So I appreciate all the support that we've been getting. Jim Ozarski had a great piece today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Time about the fact that 10 years ago today is when they had the press conference and all that fun stuff about Herb Cole selling the team to the new ownership group. Now, at that time, it was Wesley Edens, Mark Lazary, Fascitelli, and I'm missing one. Who is the other one that I'm missing? I'm missing one of them. Either way. So they had a group that came in and bought this thing. And Edens and Lazary were really the face of this thing the whole time. And through the governorship, you know, Edens would run for 5 years, then Lazary would get it for 5 years, and it supposedly goes back and forth. And the same thing is still happening, right? Edens has it for 5 years, then Jimmy has him. God help us. It's going to be in charge of this organization. I still worry about that. I still don't like the fact that he's involved in the organization. Either way, can't fix that. I remember exactly how that was. So, if we rewind before all of that happened, right? Go back years prior to that. Go back to late 90s. Actually, not late 90s. Early 2000s. I remember I was at WISN Radio at that time, and I was a producer for Steve the Homer True. I was there with him for 6.5 years. And I remember listening to a press conference, and I think it was with Herb Cole at the time, or it was with Michael Jordan. I can't remember which. But it was brought up that Michael Jordan thought he had bought the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, he went to bed at night thinking that he was going to be the new owner of the Milwaukee Bucks. And as the story goes, Herb Cole woke up the next day and decided and changed his mind that he was not going to sell the team to Michael Jordan and pulled the offer off the table. Jordan, according to all reports, was going to have that stadium be in the Kenosha Racine area because Jordan thought not only would he still draw Milwaukee, but he would also make that team the team of choice over the Bulls and steal Bulls fans from Northern Illinois. So he's going to kind of have it like be the border team for Illinois and Wisconsin while still drawing Bucks fans. But he was definitely, by all indications, moving it out of downtown Milwaukee, and that thing was going farther south. And that very well may be the reason why Herb decided not to do it, but he didn't sell. So he doesn't sell the team. But then later, years later, comes out that, okay, it's up for sale. He wants to sell it because he knows he needs a new arena. The Bradley Center was not doing it. Now, it wasn't County Stadium bad, right? It wasn't like that. But it was outdated by NBA standards. So they had to do something. So he gets a couple of different investment groups involved in bidding and so forth. And eventually settles on these guys. Now, these guys are hedge fund managers, New York City, big city, coming into Milwaukee. And if you remember, there were questions. There were. Because a lot of us, for whatever reason around here, don't seem to trust people from New York. Specifically, maybe the East Coast. I don't know why that is, but it's always been a thing since I've lived here. People hear a New York accent or whatever else, and all right away they put their noses up and walk away. So the fact that these guys were from New York was something of concerning. Hedge fund owners, oh man, they're going to be here for a few years, sell the team, and they're out of here. So they have the press conference, and then they put these guys in cars, vehicles, and they drive them around and go and do radio station appearances after the press conference. Yeah. So, sure enough, we're doing the big show, and we get Lazary comes in here with Edens. And they're both here in the studio, and we have them on the show. That was the last time they were both in here and did the show. Haven't had them on since. No, I had Mark on again since, but we've never had Wes Edens on. I should clarify that. I have had Mark on since, but not Wes. So So they're here in the studio and we're talking. And I'll never forget, I think Mark Lazary wanted a water or something. So I had to take him out of the studio. And he was complaining nonstop about the fact that he wanted to buy some apparel and some swag for his friends, couldn't find it anywhere. What is that all about? So forth. He was asking about Herb and how that was all perceived when he was the owner and so forth, wanting some background and intel, kind of what he was getting himself into. And so we talked. And when they left, everybody, I think, for the most part, was in love with Mark Lazary at that point. Because it was, man, this dude is just cool. He's laid back. He definitely had the New York swag, like, you know, a celebrity swag to him. But everybody got down with him. Like, okay, that's fine. And at that point, to be honest with you, I was done with Herb Kohlshunter. I was beyond done. I had my fill. And if you listen to the station back in the day, you know Herb and I had a pretty legendary run-in with each other at a practice. But so I was ready for the team to move on. Regardless of what happened, I was ready. So I was good with this. Then what happened? Well, then Mark Lazary started getting into the all-star celebrity games and all of this. Then there's articles being written about how, you know, he would fly his buddies in for the game and all that stuff, and they'd fly back on the jet at night. I don't believe, I might be wrong, but I don't believe he ever owned a home, an apartment, a condo, or anything of the sort in Milwaukee. I'm not even sure the man ever stayed overnight in Milwaukee. Maybe he stayed at his son's one night, but I don't think he was here much at all, if he was, right? Eden's there in the beginning. I'm not sure he really was here all that much either. I don't know if he is now or not, but he really wasn't here a ton either. But what they did was they brought New York people in with them. They brought in some guys from Madison Square Garden like Peter Fagan and others to come in and help run this thing. And they cleaned, they did some cleaning of the house along the way, changing people out, expanding departments, adding a bunch of people. Herb Cole throws a ton of money at a new arena on his way out. Very cool. Herb Cole threw a ton of money at the employees that worked for Herb. I mean, sizable checks, people. Sizable checks. As like bonuses on the way out. Here you go. Thanks for all your support. Here you go. Here you go. He didn't have to do any of that. Didn't have to do any of it. But that's who he was. So he helped out all those people. Very cool. So, first order of business, apparently, was we got to get ourselves a superstar coach. So there's Jabari Parker having his press conference as a rookie after he gets drafted. While that's going on behind the scenes, ownership is working on a deal to get Jason Kidd from the Nets to be the head coach. While the Bucks' current head coach thinks that Jabari Parker was going to be his guy that he's going to get to coach. They work out that way. So then, Lazary and the like are the story on SportsCenter. Jason Kidd's picture, breaking news, it's all over the TVs. I was at the bar called The Bosch up the street here in Hales Corners when it broke, and everybody was freaking out like, oh my God, we're getting Jason Kidd to be our head coach and so forth. And Jason Kidd obviously was very, very instrumental over the course of time for Giannis. And whether you like him or you don't like him, that's just truth. That's just fact. So that, even though it didn't result in a championship, it was a good hire because of what it meant to Giannis. And then you get Mike Budenholzer, and you win a championship. So you experience the ultimate goal. So I'm assuming most of you will say this is an A, but I'm going to ask anyhow. How would you grade the Bucks ownership group over the last 10 years? 10 years ago today, it started. Eden's, Lazary, and the crew. How would you grade the Bucks ownership group over the last 10 years? If it's not an A, I want to hear why. I really am curious. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM, The Fan. Wisconsin Sports Daily, 1250 AM, The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you. On the side of Glass, Charlie Houston producing the show today. Don't forget Sunday, Bucks and Pacers. Playoffs, round one. Bottom Line Sportsbook Bros. Post-game show served up by Wendy's immediately following that game. Right here at 1250 AM, the Fan, after every Bucks game. Game gets done. Turn on the Fan just like you did back in the day for so many years. And we'll talk about the Bucks game. Call in, tweet, whatever the case may be. Hopefully Giannis plays, but we are still waiting to see if that will actually happen. And we talked about Giannis and whether or not he should play and how the Bucks should handle it back in the first hour of the show. So if you want to go back and listen to that, you can. Again, Wisconsin Sports Daily podcast page there at 1250amthefan.com or on your Odyssey app. But again, like I've said, we've had some struggles with that lately, some technical issues. So I would advise the website for the time being. And Charlie does a great job of getting that up there. So I would say by, 7 o'clock or so, somewhere in that area, it should all be up somewhere in that area, maybe before that. The question is this: how would you grade the Bucks ownership group over the last 10 years? Today, as Jim Ozarski's great piece in the Journal Sentinel points out, it's 10 years to the day as to when this whole thing started. A decade with Wesley Edens as owner. Lazary already bailed. Now we have Jimmy Haslam in. Well, let's not talk about him. We'll just focus on what it's meant for this organization for the last 10 years. I stated before the break, if it's not an A, I really, really want to hear why it's not an A. I really want you to explain it to me like I'm a first grader. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM, The Fan. Greg in Waukesha, you're next on Wisconsin Sports Daily. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Sparky. Second day calling in. So
the streak is on.
C minus, dude. The kids, I told Charlie, the kids would use the word sus. And that's the word I would use to describe this ownership. Why let Jason Kidd go? Why let Budenholzer go? You know, they made it to the playoffs. And then why, Sparky, do you let Adrian Griffin, a coach that was doing so well, why do you just part ways with him? Unless, this is the only thing I can think of, unless this team is totally in rebuild mode.
Nope.
And
they let Adrian Griffin go because he didn't have the full-on buy-in from that locker room. There's an article written by Eric Name of The Athletic after that whole thing went down with quotes from Giannis talking about the fact that he couldn't sleep at night, that he was running the drills and the practices, that he was helping to draw up plays. Giannis was essentially helping to coach this team for the first half of the season. Another reason why he should be the MVP of this league. Nobody else was having to do everything Giannis was having to do, according to Giannis. So that is why he was let go. As soon as that happened, Giannis said, now I can sleep. Doc Rivers is the coach. I'm good. I can go to sleep and rest peacefully now. When your star player feels that way, the guy's not staying. Even if he likes the dude, or the person himself, and I think everybody likes the dude, Adrian Griffin, but the head coach thing may have been too soon.
So it's all about the star player then?
Always, in all sports.
It's all about the star player.
Yes.
See, I don't know. I have to disagree with you on that one, but we'll agree to disagree, and
that's fine.
I still love the show.
So. I love you too, Greg. Take care. Yeah, we're going to agree to disagree. But Charlie, do you agree or disagree that you kind of have to go the way of Giannis in this thing at the end of the day?
I mean, I agree. First off, I hate that I agree. I kind of am with Greg where I don't really like that everything is so predicated on the star player. I would rather have a team built from a smart GM than have the player be the GM for me. And I know sometimes that works out, but it works out when you have a LeBron James. And
okay,
Giannis is very good, but he's not LeBron James yet.
Okay, fair enough. But this is the thing. Because Giannis is going to say, again, I used to have Giannis on too. Back in the day when he was like a rookie, first, second year player, he'd come on the post-game show, and his English was, like now his English is amazing. Back then, it wasn't as good. We have him on the radio show all the time. Either way. So he will say that, oh, no. They run the show, whatever else. I don't have nearly as much power as y'all think. And that'll be his take. Okay, fine. But these facts are undisputable. you are involved in the final process. They bring to you guys that they want to make sure you're done with. If Giannis and Chris Middleton, who went out to breakfast with the Bud, would have said, hell no, I'm not playing for this dude. Bud ain't getting the job, folks. It's not happening. No chance. They aren't idiots over there in the front office. They know they have to keep Giannis happy. At all, under all circumstances, they must keep him happy. So, they bring three guys to him. Here you go. I've talked about this ad nauseum on the Green Growing podcast. Nick Nurse, that's who they thought he was going to take because he'd won a championship. Okay. Kenny Atkinson, guy's played for hard for him and has won chance to be a coach in the Nets. That's the energy guy. Yes, former NBA player, Gotta play for former NBA player, which is whatever. That's what he wants, fine. So they give him Adrian Griffin, okay? A journeyman player coach, been around forever, not getting any younger. Okay, you want one? Fine, we'll give you one. Here you go. It wasn't Doc Rivers that gave him as the third choice. No. It was Adrian Griffin. Now, I haven't had any personal conversations with Horst or Fagan or these guys, so I don't even know. My guess would be they didn't want Doc in the conversation because they wanted Nurse to get the job. So they didn't want to have any type of conversation going back and forth. They wanted Nick Nurse. When he didn't pick Nick Nurse, I think alarms went off in that building. Like, holy crap, who did you pick? You like Adrian Griffin the best? Then again, according to reports, he was strongly against Nick Nurse, apparently. So that was the end of that. So now you got to go over here to Adrian Griffin. And then people are like, oh, this is Giannis' fault. That's not Giannis' fault. Giannis didn't pick the three guys that he got to talk to figure out who was going to be the head coach. Listen, if you've got proof, anybody, that Giannis wrote down Adrian Griffin on a piece of paper, slid it across the desk to John Horst and said, I'm only playing for him. If you've got that proof, then fine. Then Giannis is 100% to blame. I believe there is zero chance that occurred. Zero. He went with whatever they brought him. Those are the three they picked. Those are the three he talked to. And he picked his guy. Then what happened? Then they forced a marriage on him. Because that always works out well. Brilliant. Brilliant. You ever see that show? And I can't believe I'm saying this on the radio. You ever see that show where people get hooked up? They've never met each other. They've never seen each other. And they're like these therapists or whatever. Put them together. They get married or whatever. And then the cameras follow them all around. My girl watches them. Watches this show. I can't remember what the name of it is.
Love is Blind.
Nope, that's not the name of the show. No, but something else. Same concept, but I don't think that's the show. Anyways, hardly ever works. Sometimes, hardly ever. So they tell Adrian Griffin, Terry Stotts, gonna be your guy. I loved it. Loved it. Right? Loved it. Because every rookie head coach deserved, you know, that gray hair guy that got the experience. Loved to hire. Joe Prunty, love that too. Right? He was great with kid. He was an interim head coach, even though he's never had his own show. Been around 100 years. Perfect. Love that too. And then he fill out the rest of the staff. He gets Mutombo, who's with him in Toronto, to be his defensive guy. Okay, good. So I was happy with the coaching staff. Then that one fateful day in practice where Stotts is ignoring him when he's telling the coaches to come together and says, I'm going to talk to Giannis Middleton about what I want to talk to him about, whatever. And he goes sideways. Stotts walks out. And I had Green Growing podcast. I told Nathan Marzion, I said, that is not good. Nathan Marzion said, yeah, ain't nobody even be talking about this at the end of the year. Quit overreacting. Okay. Mm-mm. That was the beginning of the end. And then you fast forward, they go and seek Doc's opinion on what's going on with this team. That was it. That was the day Adrian Griffin lost his job. As soon as that process began, it was over. All done. All done. And then you bring in Doc Rivers, who wasn't good enough to be in your top three to begin with, and now he's your head coach. Because they knew upon walking in, because he has a ring and he played, Giannis would be very happy. Lillard, Middleton, Brooke Lopez, that whole locker room will buy into Doc immediately because he has a resume. Griffin did not, and that was a problem. Not Giannis's fault. Now, we're talking about grading this ownership group over the case of 10 years. Yes, this was the biggest blunder they've had with a head coach, without question. This was their biggest blunder with Griffin. And they were the 2 seed when he walked away. It wasn't like they were under 500 when they fired Adrian Griffin. Even with the coaching blunder, that's what you want to call it, they still had a great record, despite of how chaotic and screwed up the whole process was. And everything else, their defense was god-awful. Offense was better than it is under Doc. But either way, that's what it is. So, to say a C, I say, well, they shouldn't have got rid of Jason Kidd. Okay. When we got rid of Jason Kidd, us fools here on the Big Show, me, Gary, and Leroy, we're all Jason Kidd guys, right? So we're like, okay, well, we'll see how this all plays out. You don't know what you're going to get. And they got Budenholzer from Atlanta. And what happened? Everybody wanted to fire Bud that year. They were in the playoffs, and Shaq and Kenny Smith, Ernie, they're all, well, I mean, not Ernie, but Kenny and Shaq and Charles, they're killing Budenholzer during that Nets series. Killing him. I mean, I've never seen them go at a coach like they went at that dude for that series. It was insane. They overcame. They won. Then Atlanta, Trae Young injury, whatever. They get through that. They go take on Phoenix. Giannis puts up a 50-piece in a closeout game. Done. The Bucks, by all indication, they were ready to move on from Bud in that Nets series. If they lose that series, Bud gets fired. It's over. Instead, he wins the championship, and now they have to give him more years on his contract. They have to extend him, despite what they want to do. So they extend him, and they move forward. The man won a championship. You may not think he's a great playoff coach. I may not think he's a great playoff coach. You won no championships under Herb Cole. None. You've won no championships under Bud Selig. None. You've won no championships under Marques Ananacio. None. Zilch. Not a one. You haven't even been to the World Series with Mark at this point. And then we're going to knock them for Bud. They won a championship. From a success standpoint, it's the most successful ownership group this town has ever seen. Being honest, I mean, Bud, okay, they went to the World Series and they lost. Great. And you threw a parade for them. Never will understand that, but either way, it sounded like a great party from what I hear. People are had bottles of beer on the street, walking up and down, getting hammered. It was chaos. I was like 6. So I obviously don't remember 6 or 7. So that is team success and winning a championship. That's part of the reason why it's A. The other reason why it's an A is everything that got built up downtown because of these dudes. The creation of the Deer District. Huge. That downtown was a ghost town. It was a ghost town. Nobody going downtown for any reason. None. These dudes came in with all their swag, and upon trying to lobby to get a new arena with Peter Fagan, who I'm telling you right now, Peter Fagan could sell anything to anybody. Does not matter what it is, he'd sell it to you. And he would sell a lot. That man is amazing. So, they go through this whole thing to get an arena. And I remember saying to Peter, and he didn't want to go down that road with me on the air, I was like, that was the easiest arena deal I've ever seen anybody ever get done. I mean, there was little to no resistance from anybody because Giannis. Like when the Colts built Lucas Oil, it wasn't all that difficult. You had Peyton Manning. They didn't want to screw this up, right? That's the house that Peyton Manning built down there with all the success that he had with the Colts going into that thing. So, got that done. Well, along the way of doing that, what happened? Peter Fagan made a lot of new relationships, met a lot of people, influential people, right? Politicians, business owners, movers and shakers around town, met a lot of people. Now, once you get that going, now when these high flyers or whatever come flying in from New York, now you can have meetings and you can start these conversations. Lazary's kid gets involved. He's living here. He starts getting involved in the community. And all of a sudden, one domino at a time, new business starts coming to Milwaukee, one after another. People want to be in Milwaukee because it's changing. Word's getting out. Residential space going up all over the freaking place down there. Hotels getting built. Old buildings getting renovated to be hotels. All that stuff. None of that happens without that crew. It doesn't. So, to me, it's an A+. End of story. In my mind, it's not even close to not being an A+. And again, I don't care about political affiliation. I may not agree with them on what they have to say. I may agree with them. I may not agree with them. You may agree with them. You may not agree with them. Doesn't matter. They've changed downtown significantly for the better since they showed up. They reopened people's eyes as far as how they should look at downtown. They changed people's minds of what they thought of downtown into what it could be. And people bought into the vision, and now you've seen it play out. It's a beautiful thing. Take a quick time out. Come back. Kalen Clark, WNBA. Don't change that dial. Even if you don't know who Kalen Clark is or WNBA, don't go away. Wisconsin Sports Daily here on 1250 AM, The Fam. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Steve Sparks and Fiverr with you. Charlie Husen, other side of the glass, producing the show. Also produces the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Probes postgame show presented to you, served up by Wendy's. When the Bucks win, you win. Don't forget that. Get your Frosty. And Sunday, Bucks Pacers, and the game is done. You turn on 1250 AM The Fan. We'll chat. Speaking of the Bucks tickets to give away right now at 1250amthefan.com for this Sunday's playoff game. So again, go to 1250amthefan.com. You're going to go there anyhow, right, to listen back to parts of the show that you may miss. Go to the podcast section, Wisconsin Sports Daily. You can hear different things you may have missed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Already today, if you're just tuning in. When you're there, click right there. I think it's a Damian Lillard picture. It's right there in the middle of the front page of the website. Click on that. Have your chance to win playoff tickets to see the Bucks and Pacers this Sunday. Again, 12:50 a.m. TheFan.com. All right, so we've got about 12, 13 minutes left, something like that. I want to just take a few minutes here and talk about this whole Caitlin Clark deal. So she took the world by storm at Iowa, right? Steph Curry-like shooting ability, shoots from different zip codes, different cities, and is an amazing phenom of something like we haven't seen a lot of, probably ever, in the women's game. And they take on South Carolina in the championship game, and they lose. South Carolina wins again. And then the WNBA draft was last night. And everybody obviously knew Indiana, Caitlin Clark, all that stuff was coming. Fine. And then there's a shot of one of her teammates that was there to cheer her on. She was in the stands, and she got picked in the WNBA draft as well, so that was a cool moment. And I see and hear a lot of Caitlin Clark, WNBA, going to put them on the map. Oh, it's going to increase attendance. It's going to increase ratings, and this is going to be the difference maker we've all been waiting for. Man, I'd love to really buy into this. I would. I'd love to buy in and tell you that, yes, you're right, that this is going to change everything and it's going to put them on the map. But, folks, we've seen quite a few players over the course of time. Right now, one of which was just in the news for unfortunate reasons, being held hostage, but Brittany Griner was supposed to be that person, right? Dunking in games, blocking shots, rebounding, right? That was the phenom that we were all watching. She got to WNBA, and what happened? Poof. Sue Bird back in the day. Poof. This is not going to be as easy and as automatic as what people think. And when I say people, I don't mean, you know, you and me at a local sports bar, you know, in Milwaukee. That's, or, you know, Racine or Kenosha or Waukesha or New Berlin, wherever. That's not what I mean. What I mean by people is these national people that have national talk shows, whether it be on radio, whether it be on TV. I mean, some of the things I hear, I just shake my head like, what are you talking about? What reality are we living in here? The WNBA is going to continue to expand, I think, until every NBA team has a WNBA team. And I have no idea how good a WNBA team would do in the city of Milwaukee. I have no idea. It may do very, very well. Couldn't tell you. But this I'm pretty confident in right here. In order for this Caitlin Clark thing to work, to do what they're asking, which is be Tiger Woods of golf, because that's really what you're saying. You're pretty much saying she's going to come in and carry the sport on her back, right? And change how people view the sport and bring people in that would never watch the sport because they want to see her. Because that's what Tiger was. Tiger single-handedly picked golf up from the ground, picked it up to its feet, and said, follow me, I got you. and all of his prize money came flowing into golf and everything else. People that couldn't care less about golf, didn't think it was cool, nothing, started wanting to go out to the driving range, trying to play golf. It changed it all, right? Now, the NBA wasn't like that. The NBA wasn't in the dirt, necessarily. You had Bird. You had Magic Johnson. There was something there already, right? They had their shoe deals. So you had something. There was a base that had been built. Michael Jordan came in and took that base and, like, quadrupled it, through the roof as far as really what a star can do to a sport and really how you become a rock star in a sport, how you become your own individual marketing icon type person like Michael Jordan was. Be Like Mike. Remember that song? Well, most of you don't, but the Be Like Mike song, it's a huge thing. Kids sung it all the time. It was all over. The way that I hear people talking about Caitlin Clark is exactly how I think they think this is going to go. I just read a piece the other day from some people that were in the WNBA and past whatever. And it was pretty much, I don't think we should go so far on this yet. Because this is a lot harder than what you think it is in college. Like, there is a step, right? This game is different than what you see in college. Just like the NBA is different than what you see in college, right? So, I think those that have played it know that this is not going to be what it was in college for her. In order for her to be Michael, Tiger, those people, she's going to, A, have to win championships, B, pretty much lead the league in scoring every year and be just an absolute beast and unstoppable, and three, and then even just as important in my mind as one and two, you're going to have to become a marketing genius. You're going to have to create a brand that people want to buy. And I don't, because there's, I'm sure people listening going, well, yeah, she's got to be to girls as Michael Jordan was to the NBA or Tiger Woods was to golf or whatever else. But I don't want to, I'm not going to say that because I don't want to limit that. Because if she's winning championships, and she is dominating the game of basketball, right? And she's averaging, leading scorer every year, averaging 30-plus a game or whatever the case may be. You're going to get more than just women watching. I promise you, men are going to watch. There were men watching college basketball with her that probably never watched a women's college game in their life, but started tuning in to check her out and watch her. So she brought them there then. My thing is, can she bring them now? Now, there's going to be some tune-in immediately when she starts. People are going to tune in the first game to see what happens. I just wish people would take that bar and lower it down a little bit. Because what you're expecting and asking for her to do is gigantic. And there aren't many that can do what you're asking. There aren't many that can carry that and live up to it. Tiger Woods was groomed from like 3 years old by his father to be what he ended up being, right? I mean, maybe not all the women stuff and all that, but the other stuff, the golf, he was groomed to be that. That's kind of what his dad had in mind, Earl Woods. That's what it was. LeBron James, his high school games were on TV. That wasn't a thing before LeBron. Now it's a thing, and they're all on TV, dang near. They have a ton of games on TV. He had King James in that escalator, whatever he had. He came into the league, and from word go, lived up to expectations. Lived up to him. Was that dude. That's what people want her to do. That's what they want Caitlin Clark to do. And maybe she'll do it. Maybe she will be Michael Jordan. Maybe she'll be LeBron. Maybe she'll be Tiger. Whatever. Maybe she can be at that level. But I'm telling you, what you're asking is crazy. Especially for a sport that doesn't have that same type of recognition. And in order to gain the recognition you're asking for, you have to bring everybody to the TV set. You have to bring everybody in to buy tickets. You have to bring everybody in to buy merchandise. Everybody's got to be in. If everybody's not in, she cannot do what the rest did. And then there's the skill part, obviously, and how she adjusts to the competition and can she still continue to dominate and so forth. Am I overblowing what I'm saying here, Charlie, or are you feeling what I'm saying?
I mean, earlier today I got a notification talking about how Caitlin Clark, her jerseys on Fanatics, they sold out from extra small, medium, large, and double XL like an hour after the draft.
Yep.
I think she's already starting to get that.
You're feeding off of what happened in college, for sure.
Exactly. Yes. But I understand what you're saying, and I see guys like Jackson Holliday in the MLB coming up right now and how he's kind of struggling with having that super high expectation, and now he's like 1-for-20 in the MLB
yep.
right now. At the same time, I think what I'm looking forward to in the WNBA moving forward isn't solely Caitlin Clark, but this entire draft class. I think what people should be focusing more on is not giving the expectations to Caitlin Clark, but highlighting the entire draft class that's coming in. It's gonna change the WNBA 100%.
Right, but as it changes, is it what's gonna happen? It's gonna make it more difficult, right? It's going to bring, you know, more parity and so forth. And that absolutely can be true. You can bring in a draft class of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Carmelo Anthony. That draft class came in. Did things. Darko went to the Pistons. That didn't work out. But the rest of them, hey man, that was a stud draft class. And that draft class kind of ran the NBA for a while. They were the stars of the league. That's what it was. So, yes, that obviously can happen. And you're right. There are other really good players. But those players don't have the hype and all what comes with it like she gets. They don't have the expectations to do in the WNBA that they've put on her. And I'm sure she's got her own very high expectations that she wants to live up to. And I hope she lives up to everything and does everything she wants to do in life, for certain. My point just is to take the WNBA, and I'm not sure if it's in the dirt. It's not very high up off the dirt. And take that and raise it up to skyscraper level by yourself and try and do this. That is a large ask. Like I said, we've seen others. Brittany Griner, she was supposed to be that person. She was going to be that dominant figure. And poof, gone until the hostage situation. Then we all knew where Brittany Griner was. But I'm just telling you, that's what makes this very, very difficult. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's fair between men and women's sports. It's not. Women's sports in this country get slighted big time. The U.S. women's soccer team has been dominant forever. They don't get nearly enough play. Do you know when they got play in the national media? When they complained about pay. That's when people really talked about them. That's when it happened. The men's soccer team has been awful forever. As long as I can remember. Well, maybe Landon Donovan that one year when I was in however old I was. It was quite a while ago when they went to the World Cup. Outside of that, haven't been very good for quite a while. Women's team dominating like none other. And they don't get nearly as much publicity as they do unless there's controversy of Megan Rapinoe said something or whatever the case may be. And they don't get the pay and so forth. So it makes it even more difficult to take a female team sport and try and raise it to the level of competing with everything else that's going on in this country that people are already watching and already in a habit of watching. Now you're trying to get people's habits to change so they record you on the DVR and watch it later at night. That they sit down on their couch and your appointment viewing. Not every WNBA game is going to be a national championship game level. It's just not. So how do you get people to root for you when they don't live in your state? How do you get people to root for you when they care more about high school basketball than they do the WNBA? How do you get their minds changed? Because it's going to be very difficult. I hope she does it, but I'm just saying, it's going to be very, very difficult. That'll do it for another Wisconsin Sports Daily. I appreciate y'all for listening. I really do. Bucks tickets, still got a chance. Go to 1250amthefan.com for your chance to win tickets for this Sunday's game. We'll be back at it again coming up tomorrow. My goal tomorrow, get a Packers draft analyst on to kind of talk about this draft coming up here. I mean, we're, what, about a week and a half away? So that's the plan for tomorrow. 2 to 5, tell your friends, Wisconsin Sports Daily with Sparky at 1250 AM, The Fan. Toodles!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Just already today, if you're just tuning in, when you're there, click right there. I think it's a Damian Lillard picture. It's right there in the middle of the front page of the website. Click on that. Have your chance to win playoff tickets to see the Bucks and Pacers this Sunday. Again, 1250 AM, thefan.com. All right, so we've got about 12, 13 minutes left, something like that. I want to just take a few minutes here and talk about this whole Caitlin Clark deal. So she took the world by storm at Iowa, right? Steph Curry-like shooting ability, shoots from different zip codes, different cities, and is an amazing phenom of something like we haven't seen a lot of, probably ever, in the women's game. And they take on South Carolina in the championship game, and they lose. South Carolina wins again. And then the WNBA draft was last night. And everybody obviously knew Indiana, Caitlin Clark, all that stuff was coming. Fine. And then there's a shot of one of her teammates that was there to cheer her on. She was in the stands, and she got picked in the WNBA draft as well, so that was a cool moment. And I see and hear a lot of Caitlin Clark, WNBA, going to put them on the map. Oh, it's going to increase attendance. It's going to increase ratings, and this is going to be the difference maker we've all been waiting for. Man, I'd love to really buy into this. I would. I'd love to buy in and tell you that, yes, you're right, that this is going to change everything and it's going to put them on the map. But, folks, we've seen quite a few players over the course of time. Right now, one of which was just in the news for unfortunate reasons, being held hostage, but Brittany Griner was supposed to be that person, right? Dunking in games, blocking shots, rebounding, right? That was the phenom that we were all watching. She got to WNBA, and what happened? Poof. Sue Bird back in the day. Poof. This is not going to be as easy and as automatic as what people think. And when I say people, I don't mean, you know, you and me at a local sports bar, you know, in Milwaukee. That's, or, you know, Racine or Kenosha or Waukesha or New Berlin, wherever. That's not what I mean. What I mean by people is these national people that have national talk shows, whether it be on radio, whether it be on TV. I mean, some of the things I hear, I just shake my head like, what are you talking about? What reality are we living in here? The WNBA is going to continue to expand, I think, until every NBA team has a WNBA team. And I have no idea how good a WNBA team would do in the city of Milwaukee. I have no idea. It may do very, very well. Couldn't tell you. But this I'm pretty confident in right here. In order for this Caitlin Clark thing to work, to do what they're asking, which is be Tiger Woods of golf, because that's really what you're saying. You're pretty much saying she's going to come in and carry the sport on her back, right? And change how people view the sport. And bring people in that would never watch the sport because they want to see her. Because that's what Tiger was. Tiger single-handedly picked golf up from the ground, picked it up to its feet, and said, follow me, I got you. And all of his prize money came flowing into golf and everything else. People that couldn't care less about golf, didn't think it was cool, nothing, started wanting to go out to the driving range, try to play golf. It changed it all, right? Now, the NBA wasn't like that. The NBA wasn't in the dirt, necessarily. You had Bird. You had Magic Johnson. There was something there already, right? They had their shoe deals. So you had something. There was a base that had been built. Michael Jordan came in and took that base and, like, quadrupled it, through the roof as far as really what a star can do to a sport, and really how you become a rock star in a sport, how you become your own individual marketing icon type person like Michael Jordan was. Be Like Mike. Remember that song? Well, most of you don't, but the Be Like Mike song, it's a huge thing. Kids sung it all the time. It was all over. The way that I hear people talking about Caitlin Clark is exactly how I think they think this is going to go. I just read a piece the other day from some people that were in the WNBA and past whatever. And it was pretty much, I don't think we should go so far on this yet. Because this is a lot harder than what you think it is in college. Like, there is a step, right? This game is different than what you see in college. Just like the NBA is different than what you see in college, right? So I think those that have played it know that this is not going to be what it was in college for her. In order for her to be Michael, Tiger, those people, she's going to, A, have to win championships, B, pretty much lead the league in scoring every year and be just an absolute beast and unstoppable. And three, and it even just as important in my mind as one and two, You're going to have to become a marketing genius. You're going to have to create a brand that people want to buy. And I don't, because there's, I'm sure people listening going, well, yeah, she's got to be to girls as Michael Jordan wants the NBA or Tiger Woods wants the golf or whatever else. But I don't want to, I'm not going to say that because I don't want to limit that. Because if she's winning championships and she is dominating the game of basketball, right, and she's averaging, you know, leading scorer every year, averaging 30-plus a game or whatever the case may be, you're going to get more than just women watching. I promise you, men are going to watch. There were men watching college basketball with her that probably never watched a women's college game in their life, but started tuning in to check her out and watch her. So she brought them there then. My thing is, can she bring them now? Now, there's going to be some tune in immediately when she starts. People are going to tune in the first game to see what happens. I just wish people would take that bar and lower it down a little bit. Because what you're expecting and asking for her to do is gigantic. And there aren't many that can do what you're asking. There aren't many that can carry that and live up to it. Tiger Woods was groomed from like 3 years old by his father to be what he ended up being, right? I mean, maybe not all the women stuff and all that, but the other stuff, the golf, he was groomed to be that. That's kind of what his dad had in mind, Earl Woods. That's what it was. LeBron James, his high school games were on TV. That wasn't a thing before LeBron. Now it's a thing, and they're all on TV, dang near. They have a ton of games on TV. He had King James in that escalator, whatever he had. He came into the league, and from word go, lived up to expectations. Lived up to him. Was it that dude? That's what people want her to do. That's what they want Caitlin Clark to do. And maybe she'll do it. Maybe she will be Michael Jordan. Maybe she'll be LeBron. Maybe she'll be Tiger. Whatever. Maybe she can be at that level. But I'm telling you, what you're asking is crazy. Especially for a sport that doesn't have that same type of recognition. And in order to gain the recognition you're asking for, you have to bring everybody to the TV set. You have to bring everybody in to buy tickets. You have to bring everybody in to buy merchandise. Everybody's got to be in. If everybody's not in, she cannot do what the rest did. And then there's the skill part, obviously, and how she adjusts to the competition, and can she still continue to dominate and so forth. Am I overblowing what I'm saying here, Charlie, or are you feeling what I'm saying?
I mean, earlier today, I got a notification talking about how Caitlin Clark, her jerseys on Fanatics, they sold out from extra small, medium, large, and double XL like an hour after the draft.
Yep.
I think she's already starting to get that.
You're feeding off of what happened in college, for sure.
Exactly. Yes. But I understand what you're saying, and I see guys like Jackson Holliday in the MLB coming up right now and how he's kind of struggling with having that super high expectation, and now he's like 1-for-20 in the MLB
yep.
right now. At the same time, I think what I'm looking forward to in the WNBA moving forward isn't solely Caitlin Clark, but this entire draft class. I think what people should be focusing more on is not giving the expectations to Caitlin Clark, but highlighting the entire draft class that's coming in. It's gonna change the WNBA 100%.
Right, but as it changes, is it what's gonna happen? It's gonna make it more difficult, right? It's going to bring, you know, more parity and so forth. And that absolutely can be true. You can bring in a draft class of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Carmelo Anthony. That draft class came in. Did things. Now, Darko went to the Pistons. That didn't work out. But the rest of them, hey, man, that was a stud draft class. And that draft class kind of ran the NBA for a while. They were the stars of the league. That's what it was. So, yes, that obviously can happen. And you're right. There are other really good players. But those players don't have the hype and all what comes with it like she gets. They don't have the expectations to do in the WNBA that they've put on her. And I'm sure she's got her own very high expectations that she wants to live up to. And I hope she lives up to everything and does everything she wants to do in life, for certain. My point just is to take the WNBA, and I'm not sure if it's in the dirt. It's not very high up off the dirt. And take that and raise it up to skyscraper level by yourself and try and do this. That is a large ask. Like I said, we've seen others. Brittany Griner, she was supposed to be that person. She was going to be that dominant figure. And poof, gone until the hostage situation that we all knew where Brittany Griner was. But I'm just telling you, that's what makes this very, very difficult. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's fair between men and women's sports. It's not. Women's sports in this country get slighted big time. The U.S. women's soccer team has been dominant forever. They don't get nearly enough play. Do you know when they got play in the national media? When they complained about pay. That's when people really talked about them. That's when it happened. The men's soccer team has been awful forever. As long as I can remember. Well, maybe Landon Donovan that one year when I was in however old I was. It was quite a while ago when they went to the World Cup. Outside of that, haven't been very good for quite a while. Women's team dominating like none other. And they don't get nearly as much publicity as they do unless there's controversy of Megan Rapinoe said something or whatever the case may be. And they don't get the pay and so forth. So it makes it even more difficult to take a female team sport and try and raise it to the level of competing with everything else that's going on in this country that people are already watching and already in the habit of watching. Now you're trying to get people's habits to change so they record you on the DVR and watch it later at night. That they sit down on their couch and your appointment viewing. Not every WNBA game is going to be a national championship game level. It's just not. So how do you get people to root for you when they don't live in your state? How do you get people to root for you when they care more about high school basketball than they do the WNBA? How do you get their minds changed? Because it's going to be very difficult. I hope she does it, but I'm just saying, it's going to be very, very difficult. That'll do it for another Wisconsin Sports Daily. I appreciate y'all for listening. I really do. Bucks tickets, still got a chance. Go to 1250amthefan.com for your chance to win tickets for this Sunday's game. We'll be back at it again coming up tomorrow. My goal tomorrow, get a Packers draft analyst on to kind of talk about this draft coming up here. I mean, we're, what, about a week and a half away? So that's the plan for tomorrow. 2 to 5, tell your friends, Wisconsin Sports Daily with Sparky on 1250 AM The Fan. Toodles!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.